And then more recently, we saw really amazing results on the use of a third PARP inhibitor that actually also became approved, niraparib. Can you talk about how niraparib was studied and then how it's potentially factoring into treatment right now?
Absolutely. Niraparib was studied on the NOVA trial, and this trial was a study that allowed all comers who had platinum-sensitive disease who had demonstrated a response to platinum, so they could either have had a complete response or a partial response, and they were treated with a drug. This is a drug that's a once-daily dosing, so in that way, it's very nice. And they had two different cohorts. They had one cohort, which was a germline cohort. So they had a germline mutation, BRCA1 or BRCA2. And then the other cohort was this non-germline cohort. But within that cohort, they had an experimental analysis to evaluate patients who were HRD positive. So patients who had a homologous recombination defect. And they split up the study into these two main buckets, but then they also have these other buckets exploring these other groups. In the two main buckets, they found that the women who had germline mutations treated with niraparib, a maintenance strategy, had a progression-free survival of 22 months versus 5.5 months, which is really exciting. I find 22 months is powerful. And even if you are taking a drug once a day, it is a daily drug that's given orally, so they don't have to come to their office for the IV therapy. But these drugs all have side effects. I'm going to get into the side effects soon. In the next bucket that had the non-germline group, they found that those patients also benefited. It was not striking prior to 6-month improvement, approximately 9 months versus 3 months, but still an improvement in that group. Now let's dig down a little bit further and let's pull out those patients who had HRD positive tumors. And that group included these women with somatic BRCA mutations. And we now know that if you had a somatic BRCA mutation, your tumor is going to respond the same way as if you had a germline BRCA mutation. So there really shouldn't be any difference in terms of how these drugs, the efficacy between germline versus somatic mutation. And in that group, you saw about a 9-month improvement, so about 12 months versus 3 months if they used niraparib maintenance. So I still think very meaningful. In the group that was negative for HRD and negative for the germline mutation, the benefit was not as strong, but it was still positive. It was about a 3-month benefit. So for that reason, and for the fact that it was really the two main cohorts, the germline versus non-germline cohort that were being evaluated, the drug has received FDA approval for all comers. It's not limited by a biomarker.
And we should mention, too, that that's in the platinum-sensitive relapse, so first relapse. So theoretically, they might have just had the adjuvant chemo. Now they're coming in for relapse. They get chemo first, and then after, how long is the chemo usually given for, incidentally?
You had to give chemo for at least 4 cycles.
And then they get longer term, I guess, indefinite, or is it indefinite treatment?
With the niraparib until disease progression or until side effects or the patient wants to come off.
Right. So they get that as kind of a maintenance. And in that earlier setting, the drug's now approved regardless of whether there's a BRCA mutation within the tumor. I thought it was really amazing that the patients who not only didn't have germline mutations, they didn't even have evidence of this, you know, abnormality genetically that you've been talking about. And they still, it wasn't as impressive, but I think the hazard rate or the relative reduction in recurrence was almost 50%, which seems like it would be worth thinking about. So now we have that data out there. And then one other data set that came out actually since that time was in back to olaparib. And maybe you can talk about that, where they looked at it again in that platinum sensitive situation. So first relapse, but there it was just in the BRCA germline patients. What did they see there?
Right. In that study, Solo 2, the final analysis demonstrated that the women who were treated with olaparib maintenance had a progression-free survival of approximately 19 months versus, I believe it was 5.5 months, which is so remarkably similar to the NOVA data. And it really shows this proof of principle that PARP inhibitors as a maintenance strategy do work in terms of stabilizing disease or preventing disease progression.